Writer's block. My fingers hover over the keyboard. I cross and uncross my ankles, tap my toes against the hardwood floor. I fuss and fidget, toss my hair and huff, but I refuse to look over my shoulder. I keep my back to you as I speak. You told me I can't come till I've written 1,000 words, I say. No, I didn't, you say. A beat and a soft hum starts up inside me. Clench around the toy and rock my hips just a little. The vibrations reach deeper inside me, and the ropes between my legs slide and tug. Yes, I say on a tense exhale. Yes, you did. That's not what I said. Yes, it was. The vibration goes up for a moment, then back down again. You rise. With each step towards me, you turn the vibration up another notch. I tense all over and bite back a whimper. You grab my hair, twist it around your hand, and pull back. My head snaps upward, and as I look at you, I can almost feel the daggers in your eyes come to rest against my exposed throat. I didn't say you can't come until you've written 1,000 words, little bitch, you say. Your free hand slides over my hip and down until it rests on my inner thigh, the tip of your middle finger just barely touching my pussy. I said you won't come until you've written 1,000 words. And since you felt the need to put words in my mouth that I never spoke, let's add 500 more. My lower lip turns down in a pout. Not fair. Excuse me? Why have I got to go to 1,500 words now? That's not fair. Can't come, won't come, same difference. You turn the vibrator all the way up to its maximum for just long enough to make me gasp and shudder. I buck my hips once, twice, and your fingertips slide inside me. You grin, press your thumb to the knot over my clit, and start to rub fast and hard. I'm so close, God, I'm right there. And then it stops completely. The hand in my hair yanks me to my feet, while your other hand leaves my cunt to pull both wrists behind my back. Let's see, you say. 100 more words for protesting my decision. Another 100 for arguing my word choice and saying there's no difference. 200 for coercing me to please you, working your hips like a whore to get my fingers inside you. And 100 more to make sure you learn your lesson. Look at that, naughty girl. You've gone and doubled your word count. Now sit. You release me, and I flop back into my chair. My shoulders hunch, and I glare at the blinking cursor on the white blank screen. You see, my dear girl, you say, there is quite a difference between can't and won't. Pull open the bottom drawer of the desk and take out a short coil of rope. It comes across my rib cage, under my arms, and across the back of the chair. As you bind me to it, you explain. Have you ever asked a teacher if you can use the restroom only to have them say, I don't know, can you? Yes, I answer. They do that to teach you that can indicates capability. So when you say, can I use the restroom, you're asking if you are capable of using the restroom, which clearly you are. You pull the rope taut, forcing me to sit up straight. You secure the rope, turn the vibrator back on low, run your hands down my body. Likewise, if I had told you that you cannot come until you've written 1,000 words, 2,000 now because you're an insufferable brat, I would have been saying that you are incapable of reaching orgasm until such time as you fulfilled your orders, and clearly, you turn the vibrator up, if I pushed you far enough, you turn it up again to just a notch below full power. You'd prove yourself ever so capable of coming, without my permission, I might add, wouldn't you? Yes, I say. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But you cut me off, both from speaking and from building pleasure of the vibrator. I said you won't come. Before you started, I said you will not come until you've written 1,000 words. Your middle finger finds the knot on my clit and presses down. I gasp and give a soft huff of a laugh. You rub as you start to speak. You see, when I tell you that you will not do something that you are ordinarily capable of, I'm saying that while I know you can, say, lose yourself to a fantastic climax of pleasure, and you've been keeping me dancing on the edge of that climax since this challenge began, and it's taking every single shred of control I have to keep myself from tumbling over as you rub faster and harder, and the pleasure and pressure builds inside me until it's just too much to bear, and I know I'll break any goddamn second now. You are also capable of resisting. You pull your hand away. I whine out loud, scrunch up my face in frustration, and fight to break out of my bonds, but you just laugh. Yes, yes, fight all you want, but you and I both know you are capable of resisting the urge to come, no matter how close you are and how badly you want it. Because you're a strong little thing, aren't you, my dear? Tough one to tame, but once tamed, so fiercely loyal that you'd do anything at all to please me, anything at all to keep my orders and not let me down. Isn't that right, my precious little slut pet? Your hand cuts my face from cheek to chin, guides me to look up. Once again, I meet your eyes, but this time there are no daggers. I nod and answer yes in a hoarse, shaking whisper. That's a good girl, you say. And now you understand, don't you? I'm going to keep pleasuring you, and you will not come until you've written 2,000 words. No matter what I do, you will not come until you've written 2,000 words. And you will not challenge me again, or I'll make it 3. Any questions? Just one, I say. What's that? I look down and curl my toes. I don't know how to begin.